Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Blizzard re-enters the Chinese video game market. For April 11th, 2024, this is Let's Play Daily Gaming News. Hey, what's going on? My name is Nate Bender, and welcome to Let's Play, a daily gaming news podcast where we run down everything you need to know from the gaming world in just about 5 minutes. Coming up, the Fallout TV show is amazing, and EA hikes the price of EA Play. At the end of 2022, Activision Blizzard and NetEase failed to renew their publishing partnership, which resulted in Activision Blizzard losing permission to publish titles in China on January 1st, 2023. Allegedly, this 14-year-long partnership ended due to an unnamed rude executive, rumored to be former CEO of Activision Blizzard, Bobby Kotick. Now with Kotick gone and the acquisition of Activision Blizzard finalized, Microsoft has renewed Blizzard's previous agreement with NetEase. With this renewed partnership, NetEase is planning for a summer relaunch of most of Activision Blizzard's titles. The deal looks to be a little bit more amicable to NetEase this go-round, with Microsoft guaranteeing incremental earnings for titles sold in China. Microsoft is also offering to publish NetEase's games on the Xbox platform moving forward. Overall, this was an inevitable move on Microsoft's part because they lacked a wide publishing deal with a Chinese developer, and there's no way in hell Microsoft's going to let a market of 550 million consumers, by the way, the largest consumer base for video games in the world, go untapped. Though that hinges on Chinese regulators and government officials who could impede that growth if they implement more draconian and restrictive laws on video games. Amazon's Fallout series released early this week on April 10th, with all 8 episodes dropping all at once. And I gotta say, Amazon got this video game adaptation right. The only downside is that there were only 8 episodes, and I have to wait for another season to hopefully be made. But given the widespread praise, it's pretty likely the Fallout adaptation will continue, though talks about a second season might have already been in the works. According to Variety's reporting, the California Film Commission awarded Amazon $25 million in tax credits, incentivizing Amazon to move the filming of Fallout's second season from New York City to California. Now, I should temper expectations here a little. We haven't had official confirmation from either Bethesda or Amazon, so until we get news that they're actually starting filming on the second season, I would take all speculation with a heavy grain of salt. With all of that being said, though, Amazon's Fallout is one of the best, if maybe not the best, TV or movie adaptation of a video game. And it's well worth the free trial of Prime just to binge watch the first season. The epidemic of video game services increasing their prices continues, this time with Electronic Arts' EA Play subscription. On Wednesday, Electronic Arts sent out emails to all existing EA Play subscribers informing them that their subscription would go up in price. The base EA Play tier will go up $1, going from $5 a month to $6, and annual pricing will go from $30 to $40. The EA Play Pro subscription went up $2, going from $15 a month to $17, with annual pricing going up a whopping $20, going from $100 a year to $120 a year. Electronic Arts told existing subscribers that these would become the new prices starting on May 10th. While existing users are seemingly getting a grace period of 1 month at the old rates, new subscribers aren't. Going through all of EA Play subscription services, they all reflect the increased pricing. You know, interesting that EA arbitrarily raised its prices without announcing it. At least Microsoft and Sony tried to give some half-assed corporatized excuse, but with Electronic Arts, not a peep. It's almost like they're trying not to draw attention to the price increase, yet those pesky disclosure laws forced EA to warn their existing subscribers of the price increase. At the end of the day, Electronic Arts is doing what every video game developer is doing right now: cutting staff, cutting projects, and raising prices. All products of mass consolidation that further cannibalizes all competition. It's the vicious cycle of unregulated capitalism. Alright, well that's it for today's episode of Let's Play. Make sure you subscribe so you can come back for the next episode of Let's Play. Follow us on TikTok at Let's Play Gaming News and leave us a podcast review on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Podchaser, and Amazon. Story selection and writing by Aaron Pillen. You can follow him on Blue Sky and wish him a happy birthday, because his birthday was this week, at Lloyd FFXI. You can follow me on Twitter at Nate Benderama and catch me streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/LimitBreakRadio. My name's Nate Bender. Keep listening.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.